boy talk. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. This is Vicky B.
This is Sage.
How's it going?
It's going.
And it's just two of us today.
It is.
Do you have the info to give to people to contact us? If not,
I do.
I have it right there.
You didn't give me a heads up. All right.
Sorry.
So if you want to give us a call, we do have a number. It is 253-271-9343. And then you can also reach us at our email address, which is thebroadcast999@gmail.com. And on the Instagram and the Twitters and Facebook at thebroadcast999.
I believe so. On the Twitter and Instagram, and then just Facebook, just search the broadcast. Yeah. And you will find us.
Yes,
but we have
a
special episode today.
We do.
All right, Sage. So today we're finally going to do something we've promised since the beginning of the year. I said we were going to have more guests, more awesome ladies to join the broadcast, and we're finally getting it there.
It's a pretty kick-ass lady, too.
Yeah. It's been a couple months, but yeah, we're super stoked. She's one of my good friends, formerly known as Abby Grace. We have Allie LaRoe. How's it going?
It's going good. How are you, ladies?
Yay! We got another broad on the broadcast.
Love it.
I hope you don't mind that name, but we embrace it here.
No, not at all.
I love it. Now, it's weird because I keep calling to call you Abby because that was your stage name for a long time. You just recently changed to Allie LaRoe. And for those who don't know, she's in a band called Feralus Folk.
They're Feral Folk.
Did you just change it?
It was Abby Grace and the Feral Folk, but we have t-shirts that say Feralus Folk
because
that was
cute.
More clever.
Okay, that's what confuses me because I have like all the gear. I have the shirts and the cozy. But what was the idea behind the name change?
Well, part of it was I'd been going by Abby Grace since I was 16, and I'm 30 now, so lots of things have changed. I have changed a lot. What I sing about has changed a lot. The style of music that I perform in has changed a lot. So it just didn't really feel like it was true to who I was. But also, like, for whatever reason, 14 years ago, a bunch of people started naming their little girls Abigail Grace, which was my name. So now there's a bunch of tweeny, like, Instagrammers hashtagging my old performance name with all of their teeny bopper Instagram posts, and I didn't like that. So.
Well, that's fair. Like, but how do you think how's your music changed from 16 to 30? Like, what is something you would always write about as opposed to now? What do you always write about? And what's the vibe? Like, what is your band's vibe now?
I would say that I've been kind of describing it as like an angsty Stevie Nicks led three-piece Fleetwood Mac.
See, I was going to say, after listening, it's definitely almost like a Stevie Nicks meets like Florence.
Yeah.
I love it.
There's some witchy stuff going on.
Very witchy.
And I really love it. But what was your vibe back in the day? Was it more emo? Please tell me it was
no,
emo.
No, it was just a lot sweeter. Like, I just...
Like, more Jewel?
I wasn't cynical. Not necessarily Jewel.
Cynical,
more like Lisa Loeb, actually. Like, kind of charmingly nerdy.
Nice.
It's like, I like you. And now it's like, F all this.
It's more like, well, one of my songs is called Hollow, which is like, I'm cutting all of the things that I love about you out of me.
Like, nice. Which who doesn't love angst? Sometimes you just need that to just let it out.
It's true.
And I actually, a long time ago, because we're buddies, I downloaded Sharp Teeth, which is one of your singles, which you guys are working on right now for your new album, which you had previously had on a different album, correct?
So no, what happened is I really like that song, and so before the band even started, I had kind of sat down in my bedroom and decided to record it myself, and was able to get it mastered. And so under Abby Grace, there is a version of Sharp Teeth that was just me, 100% me, with the drums were added in by the guy that mastered it later because he didn't like my drums, and I conceded that I am not a drummer. So
was that our buddy?
No,
oh, somebody
it was
yeah.
somebody else. It was before I even met them.
Uh-huh.
So, but then, like, as we sat down with the band and we started performing it with the band, it just has a different vibe. The drums are not programmed. They are a real person.
that's always better.
And, you know, like, I'm primarily a songwriter, so when I'm writing bass parts, they're really just basic following whatever or mm-hmm. other instrumental part that's all around the melody. So for me, it was just more fun to have other people that think in their instrument that are thinking about how it's all going to work together. I feel like the music gets way more interesting if you let people kind of come in and bring their talents.
Yeah.
And one of the guys in the band is actually your significant other, and
that's
he does
true.
Plays the bass. Does that get complicated at all? Or does that make the music even better? Or what are the difficulties and the pros, basically, of that?
I mean, I think the biggest con is it's already hard enough to be in a band when you spend a lot of time in a small car with people. And if it's already your significant other, it's like you just never get a break. Like, you just never get a break from that person. So as awesome as he is, and as much as I adore him, like, he's going on a work trip this week, and I'm just like, yes!
Just a couple days off.
I get to go back to enjoying you as opposed to seeing you all the time.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
It's true.
And the reason we're talking to Ali LaRoe is because a week from tomorrow, you're going to be performing at the Nectar Lounge. It's a 21 over event. Doors open at 8 for an 8:30 show. And you have a bunch of other cool bands that are going to be there as well.
It's true. I'm really excited. The Lost Project is touring. And so they're coming up, I want to say, from like San Antonio.
Wow.
And they've been on tour like for over a month already. And they sound great. Like, I've been listening to everybody's music like a fangirl. Like, oh my God, I love it. And then the other band is Ian Hale and the Legacy.
Uh-huh.
And I think they just won like a hard rock
competition. Yeah, I feel like I've heard
recently.
Of them before. Terrible with names, though. So
no, but if you check out our Facebook page and all of it, we're going to have the event already on there so you can check it out. I really recommend going. I'm definitely going to go. I'm going to be there hanging out, supporting my girl. But it's just a fun, I love going to your shows because it's just such fun music, but it's chill, but at the same time, there's a lot of heart behind it, which I really appreciate because I think that's kind of where I'm at in my life. Like, we're about the same age, so it's like, mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I don't want to listen to the teeny bopper stuff anymore, the like very uncynical, or if that is even a word.
Well, and sometimes it's like
non-cynical. I don't know.
Things are just so angry too, where it's like, I just don't have the energy to be that angry.
Right.
Like, I still have some angst, but I'm not, like, constant, like, you know.
Oh, my God, woe is me. It's just, like, yeah. Let me just get it out.
Yeah.
Like, how are you even saying? Let me just rip it all out and just call it good.
Yeah.
Which I really, really like. But how did you get into music? Let's go back to your roots. Like, how, like, you're 16 years old. What made you pick up an instrument, or what made you start singing, or what was your first experience on stage?
I mean, it was way before 16. So 16 was when I was, like, starting to perform my own stuff. But even when I was, like, three or four... my parents are both ministers, which says nothing about me. So no. Any assumptions that you have about people with minister parents, just toss those. But when I was little, because my dad would have his guitar out anyway, then I would just sing with him. And we would, I mean, it was normal.
And that's sweet bonding.
And then we traveled a lot. And had this old, like, Volkswagen van again, and that was the main time that I ever got to listen to the radio. So I just kind of, like, learned to tune in and pay attention to whatever was on, whether it was Enya that my mom was playing or, like, Led Zeppelin that my dad was playing.
You had a really good eclectic mix there.
Yeah. Eclectic is a good description. And then, of course, you know, if anybody has ever gone in the church, you usually end up in the choir whether you want to be there or not.
Been there. Not well, but been there,
yeah,
yes.
So, you know, you kind of get free vocal lessons to a certain extent, at least learning how not to damage your vocal cords. And so that was a huge part of it. And also just entertaining myself. I like words. I like playing with words. I like singing to myself.
And you do a lot of performances. You go around and you do a lot of street performances.
I do. I have a contract with a company called Gigs for You, and they bring music into the parks here in Seattle.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty rad.
Now, what's your favorite place to do, like, outside venue?
I get to play by Occidental Park.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty fun because it's kind of an artsy neighborhood anyway, down in Pioneer Square. And it's a little bit edgy still, and I'm a little bit edgy, and so it all kind of...
It all flows well.
It all flows together really well.
What do you like that, as opposed to doing, like, a venue place? What do you like about performing outside, and what do you prefer about performing in a venue?
Well, when I'm in a venue, I have to bring people in. Mm-hmm. Like, people are not naturally usually just, like, hanging out in a music venue waiting to see what's there. Whereas when I'm in a park, people are getting their lunch, people are wandering through, and...
It's more organic.
But it's also a challenge because people aren't necessarily there for music. So it's always exciting whenever I can get anybody to kind of, like, turn their head, like, whoa, what is that? It's like extreme performing.
You gotta perform your heart out.
Yeah.
No, and again, go check her out. She's going to be at the Nectar Lounge Tuesday, August 9th. You can get your tickets. If you get them advanced, they're $7, but they'll be $10 at the door. And you can get them at eventbrite.com. That is eventbrite.com. What is, like, I noticed that you have your album that's going to be coming out here shortly, actually, on the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
But you're doing an online listening party. What is that? I've never heard of an online listening party.
So basically, whenever I've played an album, like whenever I've launched an album release party, you have a bunch of bands and people kind of have to sit through, you know, 2 hours of music to get to the band that they're... And then it's not even like the version of the songs that are necessarily going to be on the album. So I thought it would be more fun to just have things streaming through Concert Window so I can play a couple songs and then have our friend Pat, who did all the production, like have him answer some questions and tell some stories with me and Jeff. And so we can kind of listen to a few songs.
I know, Pat, those stories are going to be
interesting. We're going to have to... check them first.
You have to censor him a little bit. He's an interesting guy. And he did a lot of, yeah, he did a lot of work on your album.
It's true. Oh, and he played all of the guitars. Normally I play my own guitars, but when you know somebody who's that good at an instrument, you're just like, okay,
you do it.
Yep.
Now, besides this the show coming up, do you guys have any other plans of touring or any other shows besides the parks?
We are playing throughout Washington all summer. So
nice.
August 20th, we're going to be in Yakima at North Something Coffee.
You can get this information on the Facebook page.
It's yeah,
facebook.com/TheFeralFolkMusic. And you have an Instagram, Feral is Folk. But you also have a website. And you do a lot of blogs and stuff, foxandphoenixrecords.com.
Yep.
Now, tell us a little bit about that. That's your own site you're doing.
Yeah, it's my own record label that I'm using to promote my music right now. Mm. But I'd love to grow it, like just as I feel like I've kind of reached a point as a musician where I'm a little bit of a veteran. I'm really good at getting people aware of what I'm doing in an authentic way. So I'm not about trying to fit a stereotype. I'm not about being Hollywood, polished, boring. Like, I think that there's ways to communicate to people what you're passionate about and get them excited about your music that isn't about trying to fit into those pre-established roles. And it's also not about, like, obnoxiously hitting people over and over again with the same message.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of like the name Fox and Phoenix Records is all about innovation and creativity and being able to reform yourself. So foxes are well known for their ability to kind of reroute depending on what the circumstances are and be really creative about how they survive. And phoenixes, of course, are
rebirth.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Now, besides music, besides other musicians or bands, I always like hearing this about people. Like, where do you draw inspiration from? Whether it's a person, a place, a moment in time, or other forms of art, whether it be paintings or movies or anything. Like, what do you like to go to for inspiration?
I think nature is huge. Like, anytime I can kind of get out of the city and just enjoy something beautiful that just happens. It's not about inspiring anybody, really. Uh-huh. I mean, nature just happens to be beautiful. And sometimes it's not beautiful, but in a way that's still beautiful.
Yeah.
And silence is actually big, too. Like, I need room to hear what's in my head.
Ooh. Sorry, that, like, makes me super uncomfortable. Silence is not my jam.
I love silence.
My favorite part of the... Because Jeff, my significant other, has to wake up super early in the morning and go to work. And so there's this really nice, quiet period where the pets are still asleep. And the apartment is just filled with, like, kitty and doggy snores.
Aww.
And that's it, because nobody else is awake. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, my favorite time to just...
Be with your own thoughts.
Be with my own thoughts and just relax.
See, that sounds relaxing, but I know if I did it, I'd be sitting there like tapping on something like, nope, I need music. I need something. Like, I need background noise.
You don't have the
noise.
Patience for that.
I don't. I'm way too ADD. I have like my laptop right next to me. I have a king size bed. I'm a single gal. So my laptop is my partner. It sleeps where a guy should be sleeping. And it's basically on Netflix all night. And then I remember I had a friend spend the night the other night because they're like, I'm too drunk to drive. I'm like, okay, fine. I have a big enough bed. You go. And I had to move the laptop and then it turned off in the middle of the night. So I couldn't wake up and just turn it back on. So I had to get up and move it. And they're like, what are you doing? Don't worry about it. I put it on my side. I'm like, I just need to be able to hear something. Otherwise I go insane. But like, I'm kind of jealous of you guys that are able to just love silence because that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah, I definitely like being able to just do my own thing for even if it's like 30 minutes, just no music, no nothing, just chill.
And when you do your songwriting, do you have to be alone for that? Or do you ever do collaborations with the rest of the band? Or do you just write it out and be like, this is what I got?
I usually at least start alone because it helps to have some sort of a melody and some sort of an idea of where I want to go or at least which chords to start with. And I can't hear. So when I songwrite, I'm kind of just like trying to listen to my own ideas and pull them down.
Just like
casting, I wish you could see my hand motions.
I was gonna say, it's like basically casting a fishing pole up into your thoughts and try to see what you can pull down.
Yeah, and so it helps to not have other things going on. And I'll get actually really angry if somebody interrupts me when I'm in that process.
So shut up!
So, trying to listen. And there's nothing going on. So they're like, what's going on? So definitely when I write, I like to be alone, at least initially. And then I'll bring it to the band and I'll say, okay, here's how I want this to feel. Like, let's flesh this out a little bit. So I'll basically come with a sketch. And then we kind of paint it together.
See, I like that.
Nice.
That sounds sweet.
That is beautiful.
Well, I know you're going to perform a couple songs for us, but I do want to remind people to check you out next week at the Nectar Lounge, which is going to be in Fremont. I will definitely be there. It is a 21 over event. Tickets, advance tickets are $7, $10 at the door, and you can get them at eventbrite.com. And it opens, or it's 8 o'clock, doors open, 8:30 for the actual show. And you're going to have The Lost Project and Inhale and The Legacy, which is going to be, it's going to be a fun show. You're going to get a lot of bands for a really great deal. Just saying.
Fantastic ticket price.
Yeah, and don't forget to check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFeralFolk Music, as well as Instagram at Feral as Folk. And you have a bunch of cool blogs and stuff at foxandphoenixrecords.com, so you can check out lots of cool stuff to check out about my girl, Allie LaRoe. I like saying it that way.
LaRoe.
That's kind of how I say it, too, actually.
I love LaRoe. Everyone, LaRoe. But I did have one more question before we actually get into you doing a couple of songs for us live in studio. This is a first for the broadcast. But if you had to say, give any advice to any young group of ladies, because this is kind of what our podcast is about. It's not about coddling, but it is about empowering women. Mm-hmm. And we don't take any crap about, we don't take crap from guys, and we don't take crap from other women either. Would you agree with that, Sage, kind of that vibe?
Yeah.
Like, we're trying to be equal. We're trying to be cool. We're trying to, you know, strive for a better tomorrow. But what kind of advice for young ladies, like, who want to get into the music industry or want to, like, get their music out there or just want to do what they love, what would you say to them?
I would say figure out what you're trying to say first and spend a lot of time not trying to imitate anybody else and maybe being really terrible. because everybody goes through that terrible phase, but you could be a terrible knockoff or you could be a terrible original, and being a terrible original is always way more interesting. So go through a period of time where you're not trying to be a version of anybody else and you're really trying to figure out what matters to you, why you want to say it, why it's so important. Do a lot of self-exploration and then really come out doing whatever it is that you want to do, but don't try and fit in at all.
Yeah,
because F that.
I like that a lot. So actually, that's a really freaking cool. Can we have that quote on like a shirt, like a full long shirt? That'd be awesome. No, but I think let's. If you wouldn't mind, you play a few tunes for us.
All right, I can do that.
Alrighty, so this is the time that we've been waiting for. I'm super stoked because you have such a beautiful voice. Allie LaRoe is about to perform Hollow. I'm excited.
Till I'm hollow, till I am feel a thing. The scent of you fades, your memory decays. The wilderness reclaims the part of me you laid to waste. First time you pissed your way down my spine. How I entertain the fantasy that you might be mine. The dance that we made, pleasure and that beautiful bruise and true. But I listen to your songs on repeat. Let the ache eat at me until I'm hollow. Till I am hollow. I can't figure out how to let you go. So I cut myself with the holes and now I'm hollow. Let the ache eat at me until I'm hollow. Till I am hollow. I can't figure out how to let you go. So I cut myself full of holes and now I'm hollow.
Hot damn. I've got goosebumps, girls.
Woo. Oh, I can't wait for your show. Again, go check her out. She's going to be at the Nectar Lounge on the 9th of August.
Yep.
And get your tickets now.
$7. Make you holla.
And $10 at the door, which, again, you're seeing three great bands. That's a freaking great deal. I almost swore.
Exactly.
For once, I almost swore. I know I might be asking a lot from you, but do you have one more for us?
I do. I'm going to play you guys something new.
Ooh.
Yay.
Forgot to turn that off. Hey.
I don't know. I like the voice of God.
There you go.
Yeah. One more song. And this one is new. Don't even know the title of it.
It's called Scorpio Moon.
Ooh. I'm a Scorpio. Ooh.
Just when I think I pushed you off of my mind. Just when my friends start to sigh and relief, the stars go and misaligned. The fate flats must have gotten tangled. The planets must be retrograde. This time I thought I had it handled, but you're deadlier than nightshade. The Scorpio moon has me thinking of you. Want your lips scalding my skin. Take me back to the flame in your brimstone embrace. Cause you look too good when you sin. Got my heart back together. Just when I think I finally changed my ways. Just when I think I'm done with you forever, you set my dreams ablaze. What kind of magic puts you under my skin? What kind of sorcery have you got in play? You got your hooks and you're reeling me in. I should know better than to stay. The Scorpio moon has me thinking of you. Want your lips scalding my skin. Take me back to the flame in your brimstone embrace. Cause you look too good when you sin. The Scorpio moon has me thinking of you. Want your lips scalding my skin. Take me back to the flame in your brimstone embrace. Cause you look too good when you Scorpio moon has me thinking of you. Wants your lips scarred. Take me back to the flame in your brimstone embrace, 'cause you look too good when you sin. The Scorpio moon has me thinking of you, wants your lips scalding my skin. Take me back to the flame in your brimstone embrace, 'cause you look too good when you sin.
Ow! Woo! Hot damn.
That is the kind of quality you will be getting when you go see her at the Nectar Lounge. Or if you go anywhere, any of your other shows that you are going to be performing over the course of the summer, which you can check them all out on your website or on your Facebook page. I'm super excited. But thank you so much for joining us on the broadcast.
Hey, it was my pleasure. Anytime.
Yeah. And I think with that, that is the end of this episode. So thank you guys for joining. And I don't think we swore once.
There you go. You're welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Till next time, guys. See ya. Bye.
Bye.